Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come and worship with us again. Just a couple of announcements. One is that our new director of youth ministry, family ministry, and outreach, Amanda Burke, will be arriving on Thursday. It will be her first day. So we will be welcoming her and her family. She's not here today. You don't need to applaud her. But anyway, she does have 5 children and a husband, and that's a lot of folks for y'all to learn. So I've posted in the narthex a big picture with she and her family with their names right there so you can begin starting to learn the names. So anyway, be sure to look at that out there, and we'll welcome her officially next Sunday. I've been waiting for a Sunday without a whole lot of announcements to make sure I highlight this one to you. You've seen it for a couple of weeks in your Go and Serve that the council has initiated a no capital appeal appeal. And what that means is that, as you know, we've been looking at doing a roof and parking lot, and so we will probably need a capital appeal to raise funds to do those things unless through the no capital appeal appeal you go ahead and make those gifts now, then we wouldn't have to have an appeal later. Does that make sense? Well, good. So that's what that's all about. You'll see information in your Go and Serve about that. Finally today, I need to let you know that Martha Sheely pointed out to me just before church that the second reading in your bulletin is missing 2 verses. So when you get to the end of your second reading, Kathy, I guess you're reading up here, Kathy will keep reading because there's 2 more verses that somehow did not get in the bulletin that are on her sheet up there. So Kathy's just going to make all this up off the top of her head. No, no, it's actual text is up there. But she'll keep going even though you won't have the text in front of you. And I think that's all, so let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy. We confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets, to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated and with the children, please come forward.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of y'all. It looks about it. So I brought this to show you today. First of all, I have to apologize because apparently last week in the children's sermon, I told a falsehood. It was an honest mistake. I said last week that we had never taken our children to Disney World. Y'all remember that? Y'all weren't here, but I said that last week.
My dad was here.
You were here, and you remember that? And I got home, and Miss Nan looked at me and said, "What do you mean we didn't take our children to Disney World?" Mine, yes. Yeah. And so we did. It was their cousins we promised to take and didn't take. I knew it was somebody, but we did take our children to Disney World. And when she was having that discussion with me, and she said, "You know, what do you mean we didn't take our children to Disney World?" I said, "We didn't." She got up, and you know what she did? She went to get a photo album with proof. So, that's not this photo album, but it had me start to think about photo albums. And so I wanted to show you this photo album because these are some really old pictures.
Like
older than me even.
Older than you?
Older than me.
And older than I.
They're older than your grandfather. That's right. They are older than that. Yes. You are right. Let me look at some of these pictures. Look at how old these pictures are. There's no color. No, no. All these are really old, old pictures. Even way older than me. Only just a little bit older than your grandfather, but way older than me.
What is that?
That's a picture of some people in a boat. Yes, I do. I do, because you know who these pictures are of? These are pictures of my father and mother. when they were like young. Yeah, they weren't even married yet. Wow. In fact, way back up here, this is a picture of my mother when she was in fourth grade. This is my mother when she was a baby. Yeah. So see, these are really, really, really old, aren't they? Golly, yes. This is ancient stuff. But you know why I wanted to see? Even there's some color. Look at that one. That one's got color. Yeah. Yes. These are getting newer. Yeah, the longer it went on, they got newer. So what I wanted to show you about all this is these are pictures from my parents when they were much younger. But you know what? When I was born, guess what they did? Who was it that taught me about Jesus and about faith? They did, didn't they? Who taught them?
Their parents,
that's right. Our Sunday school teachers and all that. We depend on each other to teach.
Like a parent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's who's teaching you about Jesus. And that's who teaches us all about Jesus. We learn from each other as we hear the stories about Jesus, and it's passed down one from another. That's what being the church is all about. Or you may even hear, we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. All these people are here to tell us and to tell each other and to hear from us about who Jesus is, who God is, and what God does in our lives. That's part of what that's all about, is that we share those stories and we depend on each other and we learn from each other all that God is and does. So that's what I wanted to tell you today. These are the people that taught me about Jesus, but you've got people, some of them right out here, that are teaching you about Jesus too. And one day, you'll get to teach others about Jesus. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for providing us people to teach us about you and your love. Help us in all we do to teach others as well. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back, those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
second lesson is a reading from Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Not too long ago, I picked up a little book entitled Holy Superheroes. What this book does is to explore the place of God in the comic books, and particularly where superheroes are concerned. The author explores Superman and Batman and Spider-Man and more. But at the end, he comes down to three conclusions. First, we need heroes and we believe in saviors. Second, we believe that evil exists and it needs to be conquered. And third, we all have a responsibility to take action to make things better. I think the writer of Hebrews would agree. Time would fail me to tell, the author of Hebrews says, as he begins to talk about Bible heroes. Time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, and on he goes. And they are good stories. Gideon's story, for example, is fascinating. He begins as God called Gideon while he was threshing his grain and hiding it from the enemy soldiers so he wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. Sounds like us, doesn't it? And it ended with him leading a small band of 300 soldiers and defeating the whole army of the Midianites. And then there's Barak, who was minding his own business at home when Deborah, the prophetess, called him to lead the army of Israel in a stunning victory over the evil king Sisera. And then there's Samson, the legendary strong man of the Bible, who defeated and frustrated the Philistines in any number of ways before falling himself for the love of a treacherous woman, and yet even in his death winning a great victory and proclaiming the faith. And Jephthah, well, we never would have chosen Jephthah for any kind of role in the Bible. He was the son of a prostitute, ostracized by his family, and then became the leader of a band of outlaws in the mountains raiding local villages. But God chose him to lead an army and free the people from oppression once again. And on and on and on it goes like that with the people of the Bible. People who did great things for God. But they were ordinary people like you and me. People who simply lived lives of faith as they went through their days. And it didn't stop with them. Most weeks, whenever we have room in the bulletin, we try to list the festivals and commemorations that we have had, that we have coming up in the coming week as the church remembers those people who lived lives of faith and how they serve as witnesses and examples for us. This past week, one of those was Florence Nightingale. She was born in a well-to-do family, was educated as a nurse, and answered the call to enter the battlefields of the Crimean War, first caring for French soldiers and then for British soldiers. She worked long hours in intolerable conditions and became known as the Lady with the Lamp. And when the war was over, she continued to work to improve health care and living conditions all over England, despite fierce opposition. Even today, her name stands as a symbol of loving and tender care. Another one this past week was Clara Moss, who died on August 13, 1901. Clara was also a nurse who saw the horrors of yellow fever first in the Spanish-American War and then in the Philippines. Now, right about this time, scientists were beginning to think that yellow fever was spread by mosquitoes. And when the call went out for volunteers to test the theory, Clara was one of 20 who volunteered. She recovered from her first bout of the fever, but then was bitten again, and she died, the only person to die in the effort to track down this disease, which we can prevent today. Also this week, we remembered Maximilian Kolbe. Now, that's probably not a name you've heard before, but he was a priest in Poland who was taken to Auschwitz, the German concentration camp during World War II. It seemed a prisoner had escaped, and as punishment, 10 other prisoners were to be starved to death. When one cried out about his family, Kolbe volunteered to take his place, leading all the prisoners in hymns and prayers while they slowly died. And last, but certainly not least, this past week, we remembered Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her willingness to answer God's call. Time would fail me to tell. You see, these are just some of the stories, some of the great cloud of witnesses that week after week we are surrounded by. They are stories of everyday people living their lives, but living in faith, witnesses to the power of God in their lives. Time would fail me to tell. Because you see, we don't have to look to history to see this kind of thing. I think it happens right here among us all the time. My goodness, if you don't know that, you certainly would after the shareholders' dinner last week when our youth shared moving story after story of the lives they touched this summer in love projects and mission trips. And even more, we heard how the lives of our youth were changed by doing it too. Time would fail me to tell of how we walk by faith this way as well, serving as examples to each other and of the faithful life lived daily. We are the people of God at Redeemer who by faith give generously, who by faith care for others with gentle words and deeds of kindness, who by faith comfort each other in sorrows and rejoice together the joys of life, who by faith tell others how important God is in our lives, who invite others to come meet Jesus here, and who gather around this altar to receive the meal of grace. Time would fail me to tell of all the ways God is among us, calling us, leading us, filling us, doing in us. Today, that's what we celebrate. The humbling, awe-inspiring wonder of being a saint of God. For know this, God is at work in you. Every day in your life, through your life, God is at work, and through you, God makes a difference. We have a Savior in Jesus. Now, go be the hero God has called you to be. Amen.
Thank you.
born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, sustain the faith of your church. Empower us to speak your word faithfully to all. Turn us toward living and speaking your way in all things. Give us a vision of your kingdom here and inspire our hearts to new, true, and faithful living. Lord, in your mercy, Creator God, our hearts appreciate the beauty with which you have filled the land, the water, and the sky. Guide us to live in peace and harmony with all creation. Remind us that we are stewards of all your gifts and renew our gratitude for your many blessings. Lord, in your mercy, living Savior, come to the aid of those who suffer and deliver them from their afflictions that they may know your healing power. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, empowering Redeemer, enable each of us to hear your call and to offer our lives for you. Grant each of us the wisdom to discern how we might faithfully serve you and one another through the ministries of this congregation and in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks to you, our Heavenly Father, that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. May their example of holy living inspire our own living. Make us your saints, saved and redeemed and sent in love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. Hey, Bob, peace be with you. Peace be with you, Cornelia. Peace be with you, Darren. Peace be with you, Paul. Peace be with you, Lucy. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for the greeting we have given for all, for the talents we have given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity.
Through Jesus our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, in this Holy Communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.